Good morning, church.
Buenos días. Are you ready to make disciples? No. Are you ready to make disciples? Yes. Well, that's the purpose of this sermon series on evangelism. And we're going to start with Matthew 5:16. And it says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And the challenge that Jesus is placing and putting before us is to let our light shine. And Jesus is teaching also that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. And as we go out into the world, we're going to make disciples and impact the life of others. But this idea of letting your light shine. There is a little song that we used to sing with the children. This little, do you know that song? Okay, one, two, three. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Good, good, good. Excellent, right? So those, you know, those songs, you know, you really simple way of sharing what Jesus is teaching us in this powerful verse. Now, the other day, I was sent to Home Depot, not to the world, by my wife. Because I don't know how many of you have the same challenge I have as a husband, that a light bulb went out, and then she said, hey, you need to change that. And then another light went out, but you need to change that. And before you know it, you have three or four, right? So I was planning to call Louis to come and change them, but then I realized, oh, wait a minute, I'm in my house. I cannot call Louis, who is our trustee, to change everything here. So I have to do it myself. But when you are resting, and most of the time I cannot do that, so I'm resting, I'm sitting on the couch, and suddenly my wife always finds a creative way to, you know, to put me to work. So she doesn't say anything. She just come and grab a ladder or start doing stuff and look at me and pass by my, you know, pass by me and get another thing done before I know I have to get up. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay? So for me, sometimes actions speak louder than words. And that's what Jesus is teaching us here. So imagine this analogy where you have different light bulbs, 40, 60, and 100. And when you see that, the big thing here is that all these light bulbs can be connected to the same power source. The same amount of electricity is going through this connection, this source, but they all are illuminating based on the capacity and the design they have. Some are designed for 40, 60, or 100, but there's no change in the power. Does that make sense? So evangelism is the same thing. So when we receive Christ as Lord and Savior, we are all unique. We are all created. We all have gifts and graces that are different, but we are all connected to the same power, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit. So what really changed things is not God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? God is the same. He's powerful. So we are all connected to him, but we are going to express this and share this light in different ways. One of the biggest mistakes we make is when we begin to compare ourselves with the other people. Oh, my light is brighter. No, mine is brighter. No, mine is brighter. Well, in reality, that's not the purpose of that, because every light is designed to cover a space, right? So it's a matter about where you are, where God sends you, your gift, your creation, how you are created, your design, and you're going to begin to share that with the world every day, action by action. And you do that, and then you're going to impact other people, because at the end of the day, people will not notice as much the difference between 60 and 100 as they notice when your light goes out. That's when people notice. So what is important here is that as you go out throughout the world, regardless where you are, all these light bulbs are effective in repelling darkness. So when there is no light and you turn the one that is 40 or the one that is 60 or the one that is 1,000, darkness has to back away and back off. So we are called to do the same. We're called to go around the world and begin to share the gospel with people. Let your light shine and be the hands and the feet of Jesus. Reflect Jesus before others. And when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, first, there is a calling to submit to his authority as God himself and our Lord and Savior. He bought us in at the cross. And then you submit also to his message, which is go and preach the gospel, repent, and come closer. The kingdom of God is here, is near. Repent, repent, go out, preach the gospel, love others, sanctify. So you have not only to submit to his authority, you also have to submit to his message. And then lastly, you have to submit also to his mission. He's saying, don't sit. You have to be ready to what? To go out and start preaching the gospel and sharing this good news with people. And if we really believe this, you really believe it in your heart, then you're going to have this passion and this urgency to share the gospel with people that you love. Because if you really believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and he's the way and the light, and he's also the life, there's no life outside of Jesus, then you're going to share the gospel first with the people that you really love, especially when you know that they are about to die. Because when you really believe that, you're going to say, I need to get there one way or the other, give him a phone, Zoom, or calling, or in person, but you're going to make sure that this person has an opportunity to receive the gospel of Jesus. And when you do that, God will honor that. Then you step back and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. We can only allow God to use our bodies and our mouth and share the gospel, but then you have to step down because we are only responsible for proclaiming the gospel, nothing else. So people can say all the time, you are doing this, you are doing that, but in reality, my job is to proclaim the gospel. What do you do with that? It's on you. It's on the person that is receiving the gospel. So once you share the gospel, then it's time for the Holy Spirit to show up and bring this revelation of the cross. Because one of the main jobs of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Christ. And people are all the time, glory to God and glory to God and all of that and yada yada. And that's awesome. But in reality, the moment you start presenting the cross, the Holy Spirit show up. Even if you say anything, even if you don't call him, come Holy Spirit. If you begin to share the gospel and the cross, because we were not there, the Holy Spirit will show up to open your eyes to see that this is true. That Jesus actually died on the cross, that he came back from the dead, he will do that for you. So it's a no-brainer as I go out into the world to know that every step I make, I'm making and taking that step knowing that the Holy Spirit is in partnership with me to reveal Christ because I can do that on my own. Then this idea of being visible. But how are we going to be visible? Not with lights, but we're going to be visible as we start sharing the gospel and becoming the hands and feet of Jesus. I was watching a movie the other day, and in the United States, we have something called the Secret Service. And you can go undercover, and you have undercover police and undercover this. Well, in the kingdom of God, there is no such a thing as undercover Christian. Okay? No one knows that you are a child of God. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Because in reality, we're supposed to go out into the world and let your light shine, and people will notice and say, there is something different about this person. And the moment they start getting curious and getting closer and watching you, it will come out. You don't have to say it. So if you have to carry your Bible all the time and speaking in tongues here and doing all of that all the time for people to notice, something is wrong. If you have to say to people, oh, I'm going to church on Sunday, or I did go to church on Sunday, for them to know that you are a child of God, something is wrong. They're supposed to know, just looking at us, the way we talk, the way we behave, what we say, how we respond to the challenge of life, especially when people are around us and something is happening. People are looking at you and see if you're going to respond the same way that people without the Spirit and people without Christ respond. We should have a difference, okay? So give God the glory, take action, and our actions will point others to God. And when we take darkness and we allow darkness to influence our thoughts and then our feelings and then our actions, people will call you other names, not child of God. Why? Because you are acting in alignment with the darkness. But if you are acting in alignment with the kingdom of light, people will notice and people will embrace you. Some people have that power, that essence, that presence. So when they show up in places, people notice. So I'm going to ask you to do something practical here, and I'm going to call Stephen to the stage to help us organize a little bit. But this is a very simple process. This is the way I have been planting churches for the last 25 years. Easy. First, you pray. So you have a card. You list the names of the people you believe need Christ in their life. And you can also add people you want to invite next Sunday to homecoming. But you can actually pray for people that you really believe that they need God, they need the Holy Spirit, and they are in connection with you, your friends, your relatives, your associates, your neighbors. Then you start fasting. So Tuesday is our fasting day. So I challenge you to fast this Tuesday. When you take this card home, you're going to reflect on the words and the Bible passages that we have there. And you fast and you pray and you fast and you pray for these names. Then you ask the Holy Spirit for an opportunity to meet with these people, either Zoom, call, or in person. And then you invite this person to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. And then that's it. Then the harvest will come only if the Father calls this person closer to Christ and to us. But I'm going to ask Stephen to come and give us some directions on how we're going to do this together as a church this morning.
Morning, church. So you should have gotten a card when you came in. If you didn't, I'll be standing up here. You can come and grab a card from me, or I can walk it out to you. And on the back of that, you'll see that there's spots for you to write some names. So that's what you're going to be doing first, is writing names of people that you know need to hear the message of Christ and salvation. And then I'll give you that opportunity to pray for them, hopefully fast over it, meet with them, and then invite them into relationship with Christ as well. What we're going to do during this time is there's a little number there at the top, and you'll see all around the room are the numbers. You're going to go to those numbers to be in groups with other people, and the reason we're doing that is because it says in Scripture, where two or more are gathered, there Christ is also. And so you're going to pray with other members of this body over people that you know and who they know. As Yosmar shares some scripture from stage, and just a time of prayer over these people, that they would experience, that their hearts would be prepared to receive the message of the gospel, that God would prepare your heart to share the message of the gospel. So that's what we're going to do. If there's a mobility issue, just stay where you're at. Okay, just stay, and maybe the people around you can stay there with you. And just do that right where you're at. And then for those who are watching online, just know that you are doing that in partnership with everybody else that is watching online, and you can do that right where you're at home, okay? So if you need a sheet or you need a pen, come see me. At this time, you're going to go to those spots, you're going to write down the names, and you're going to pray together as a group over these names. Let's do it.